Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday, but most importantly, it is the start of the three-day mandatory minicamp for the Green Bay Packers, and I'm just going out on a limb and guessing here that it'll actually be 2 days. They'll probably have some team bonding activity at some point, but Packers set to hit the practice field later this afternoon. Giddy, excited, ready to watch a bunch of guys in shorts. It's not really football, but it's the Green Bay Packers, so of course it's exciting. And of course, the most exciting aspect is that Aaron Rodgers himself is in town. So undoubtedly, we'll be inundated with tweets from the practice field about passes and routes and not much else, because you're not allowed to block or tackle. So minicamp coming your way later this afternoon. Lots of exciting stuff. In the meantime, the most exciting aspect of the summer, obviously, is Father's Day. Mother's Day is important. We all blow it up and then we kind of forget Father's Day. Well, I'm here to remind you, folks, Father's Day is on the way. And what you want to do, if your dad is a Packers fan, and if you're on this channel, there's a good chance he is, check out these Lambeau prints over at ballparkblueprints.com. The old Lambeau print. That's what you want? Come on, look at that thing. A great classic alternative to the usual photography-based sports posters that get relegated to the basement or man cave. These prints look like art. People love hanging them in a den, a living room, or a professional office because they're old school and sharp from a design perspective. Head to ballparkblueprints.com. I'm also going to throw up the direct link in the comment section right now. There you go. Do it, people, and use promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead to get 10% off. Head to that link, promo code Cheesehead. That's ballparkblueprints.com for your old school Lambeau print. Do it, people. Do it for dad. He's going to love it. What a great surprise gift. He's expecting socks or a tie or a polo or some nonsense, and you're going to surprise him with this awesome print of old school Lambeau Field. Come on now. You know you want to do it. You know he's going to love it. Almost as much as I love saying hello to everybody in the comments section, Big Daddy Cool Breeze is here. That's always wonderful to see an old school viewer. And of course, Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. It's interesting you went up to Green Bay last week. Why aren't you up this week? You can go watch some minicamp, buddy. But hey, your breaking news reporting on Sammy Watkins being in attendance. Revolutionary, man. Good stuff. Ed Pierce starts us off with a super chat. What's going up, Ed? Follow up to yesterday. How about a list of games that younger fans should view on YouTube, playoff or not? Woo, the list is long, sir. You know, a lot of these have been kind of corralled by NFL Films in the collection, 10 greatest Packers games in history. Obviously, time marches on and there have been plenty of games added. But to your point, talking about games that younger fans maybe weren't around for or should seek out, the one that I always talk about, it always kind of leaps to mind, is the Monday Nighter against Washington. Lynn Dickey going ham against the Washington defense. Packers defense coming up with a big early turnover. I believe still the highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history. It's a lot of fun. Definitely check that out from the early 80s. Some other ones, I would say, but it's weird because, like, I love the games where the Packers destroy their opponent, but it's probably a little bit boring to watch as far as, like, you want a game that's a bit competitive, right? But another great one was the 2003, I believe, home game late in the season against the Denver Broncos, which helped them clinch the division. It was the one that was happening simultaneously as Nate Poole caught the touchdown to basically send the Vikings home for the playoffs and give the Packers the division. But the game itself is amazing. The Packers rolled all over the Broncos. Amon Green had like a 98-yard run in that game. There's a couple more. I'll try and compile a list and make a video out of it, because that's a really good idea, Ed. But man, there are a bunch. I mean, there's some great early Favre games out there on YouTube, but the quality's not great, of course, but the games are fantastic. Good day from London. Good day from New York City, Dale. I hope you're doing well, buddy. That long of a pause between Big and B gave me mad anxiety, dog. Thanks. I'm going to make it longer next time now. Thanks for that heads up. Riled Mouse, what's up? Today would have been my dad's 73rd. I miss him much. Good dads are where it's at. Riled, shout out to your dad, man. Or woman, sorry. I know he's looking down. He's proud of you because you are engaging with Packers content very early in the morning. I believe you're much further west than I am, so I think you're up early watching on YouTube. He's proud of you, no doubt about it. The 49ers playoff game where the Packers teed off on them. Oh, Carl, that's an all-timer. When there's a couple of them, obviously. I remember when Mariucci got the job there out there in San Francisco, he famously was quoted as saying, "Now I just got to figure out how I'm going to beat the Packers," because they whooped up on the 49ers, but good back then. There was a great mud bowl in the playoffs against the Niners, one where Desmond Howard had a bunch of big-time returns. Those are some good ones. Dustin, what's up, man? Favre versus Raiders after his dad passed was glorious. That's a great one, just because of the amazing catches. Wesley Walls in the corner of the end zone. Robert Ferguson up the right sideline. Javon Walker at the goal line down the middle of the field in double, or even close to triple coverage. That miracle game. Absolutely miracle game. Do you think the Packers are going 17-0, or do you think the Packers are going 17-0? Chris, I do not think the Packers are going 17-0, although I do know that was mentioned on NFL Network a few weeks ago. That was a joke, I believe, though. They'll probably come in, you know, provided there's not a catastrophic injury, of course, knock on whatever this is. They'll come in around 13, 12 wins. They're per their usual, no doubt about it. Francesca, morning. How are you? Steven, damn, I'm late. Let me catch you up, Steven. You didn't miss anything. No worries, man. Greetings from Ithaca. Greetings from New York. M is here. What's up, M? Hi, Nags. Always great watching you. Always great being watched, bud. Good to see you. I hope you can make happy hour on Thursday. It's Thursday this week, Patreon members. Make a note of it. The information's on the Patreon page. This week's happy hour, 6 o'clock Eastern Thursday. So be there. Ooh, Travis. Travis Dale coming in hot on YouTube. Would you say Rodgers is a bit of a paper tiger? Ooh, baby. No, he's too damn good to be considered a paper tiger. But I will say, it is interesting watching kind of the lens through which he is viewed, both locally and nationally, kind of start to change in the sense of, you know, when he was young and in his, i.e. prime, and winning his first couple MVPs, I don't think there was any doubt about the fact that he is one of the greatest, most talented quarterbacks ever to play the position. Now, his consistency has been lacking when you compare him to a Tom Brady, which is obviously the bar if you're talking the GOAT, right? But his highs are higher than Brady's as far as athletically at the position, distributing the football, throwing the ball, the plays he can make both in and out of the pocket, or he could make back then, unquestioned. I mean, there's no doubt it's some of the greatest stuff we've ever seen. But as he's, you know, matured, and he did have a bit of a dip there in this kind of back half of his career, especially in the playoffs, you see, and, you know, obviously no quarterback can do it alone. He's always going to need help, both from everybody he's playing with on offense, but especially on defense, keep them in games, etc. Say you grab a late lead and the defense gives it up. We've seen that story before. But he has not dominated the better defenses in the league more often than not. Now, there are certainly times where he has good games. You go back a couple years ago to that game against the Rams, who were the number one defense in the league. And they come into Lambeau. The Packers walk up and down the field and win that game. Now, Aaron Donald was playing hurt in that contest, so they're not exactly at full strength, but that's a formidable defense that he played very well against. You know, he wasn't lights out, but he was, you know, he played very well, and they won that game. But there have been a number of instances, whether it's the Legion of Boom, whether it's the great kind of buzz defense from the 49ers. We've seen that a couple times now. He gets to a certain spot against the better defenses. He doesn't seem to have the answer. Now, again, it's not just on him. It is about, you know, his teammates he's playing with, the defense he's supposed to be complimented by, etc. That all plays into it. But it's certainly clear that, you know, you win an MVPs, that's great. But you know, throwing for 5 touchdowns against the Raiders in week 4 is a whole hell of a lot different than finding ways to win in sub-zero temperatures against a great defense in the playoffs. You know what I mean? And I know 100 billion percent there are some people sitting out there who are either watching this or listening to it later, and they're old Nagler just hates Rodgers. I don't. I'm just calling it like I see it. And you can't sit here and tell me after watching year after year after year that that's not the case. But Paper Tiger seems, I don't know, that seems a step too far. I think he's too fucking good. Yeah, he's absolutely incredible. That stretch, and I've said it many times, and I'll say it again today, in the run the table year in 2016, that stretch of 8, maybe 9 games is the highest level of quarterback play I've ever witnessed. And that was the consistency of, he could do that. Now, no one expects someone to be superhuman for the entirety of their career, you know, even for X number of years. I don't, you know, that's impossible. But if he had been able to sustain that for any length of time, number of years, I mean, then there's no discussion. Then the Brady thing, despite the rings, it's like, forget it. He's the best ever. That's how good he is. And that's why it gets so frustrating when you see Alan Lazard screaming wide open over the middle, and he's predetermined this bomb to Devontae in a win or go home scenario. So I just think it's, you know, labels are for canned food. And he is certainly one of the best I've ever seen. But he's come up short against the best defenses in the league in an alarming way in the back end of his career. Brett, what's up, man? Is JPP out of Green Bay's price range for a 1-year deal? I would suspect right now he is. Talk to me again in camp if there are some injuries and or if he's still out there and looking for a gig. Got that one. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's up, man? 1994 Monday Night Football Halloween game, Green Bay versus Chicago. Fantastic choice. I was at that game. I think I talked about it yesterday here on the stream. Dustin again, what's up, man? Getting Raiders fans to cheer Favre one-time occasion. That was amazing, I will say. Probably gets lost in the mist of time, so to speak, but the Raiders fans' reception of Brett that night was absolutely incredible. You go and you watch the game, there's cutaways to the crowd, and almost every Raiders fan that is holding a sign about Brett and his dad. It's really great. Yeah, that was a phenomenal kind of gesture from the fans that night. Brett, what's up, man? Oh, I got that one. Thank you. Carl, what's going on, man? The 49ers game was the game where our linebacker, based on his name, planted a 49ers player, and it set the tone for the whole game. Oh, the old playoff game. Yeah, it was early in the game. I'm trying to remember who that was. I just watched this like about 2 or 3 months ago. I'm spacing on his name too, but I remember the play you're talking about. Kyle, what's up, man? Do you think we hold on to our cap space for midseason injuries / free agents coming to the table? Yeah, Kyle, I talked about this yesterday a little bit. You know, they will operate from a place where things happen throughout a season. You've got to be able to make maneuvers. Look no further than last year, where they most likely probably wanted to make that trade. They wanted to make a couple moves, a trade for a corner and a signing of a free agent. Neither one was, you know, realistically, they weren't able to do either one of them because they were so strapped with the cap. You know, and the idea that, yeah, they could utilize it right now, but I think they've got a really strong roster and they know this and they're going to be a contender. Aaron's there, no doubt. They will most likely, now they could make a signing as soon as I'm done with this video, but most likely they'll hold on to it and, you know, save it and utilize it during the season because things happen. Eventually, people get hurt, guys fall off, moves need to be made, and you want to be able to make whatever moves necessary. And want to be able to give your general manager a fighting chance to, you know, make the moves he needs to make. Emin, thanks for the super chat. The London game will hopefully be my first American football game. Which seats are the best for an NFL game? I'm guessing it's not the same as soccer. It's an interesting question. I think a lot of it depends on what you're there for, what you like to watch. I mean, I'm assuming you've watched on television before. If you want a similar kind of view as you get on TV, you probably want to be near the 50-yard line, up about 20, 30 rows. You know, I love being way up and back because I love seeing the kind of the whole field, looking at the coverages. It's like watching coaches tape live, right? Most people don't enjoy that. I think most people have become accustomed to television coverage, so they want to get as close to the action as possible. Some people love the end zone view. I think it's great if you're on offense. If you're on defense, you know, it's, I don't love it as much, but again, that's a, it's a personal kind of preference thing. I would suspect your most, if it's your first game, I mean, if you have the option, I would try to get about 30 rows up on the 50, as close to the 50 yard line as you can. And then you'll see most everything you want to see. Jovan, what's up, man? Hard to win playoff games. Your defense from 2011 to 2020 was getting up 30 points a game. I'm not talking about winning. Winning is, I didn't say winning. I said, I was talking about his level of play. Very important distinction, sir. And I did even begin that little kind of message there, acknowledging the fact that he has defenses that give up leads, or they, you know, he gets a lead at the end of the game and they give up. That's all. We all know this. You're all smart Packers fans. I don't need to tell you these things that you already know. We're all aware of the history. But in the back end of his career, it just hasn't been the same, man. Like, think about it. When was the last time he had a lights-out playoff game? Tell me in the comments. Like, I mean, I'm talking, man, yes, he is definitely the best quarterback in the league. That's what they're paying him like, right? 50 million per? To come up short in the cold in the playoffs? I'm just saying, man. Yes, you are 100% correct. That's why wins and losses are not a quarterback stat. That is gospel here on this channel. That's not what I'm talking about. Carl, well done. Wayne Simmons, good job. Thank you. That was going to bug the hell out of me. What's the coffee of choice today? I am rocking some Dunkin' that you can get across the street here from the studio. And what's funny is they have this like really swish, like, I don't know, boutique place right next to our studio. It's so, it's like ridiculous. It's like $100 for a cup of coffee. I'm maybe exaggerating a little bit, but you can go right across the street to the gas station where there's a Dunkin' and I can get a huge coffee for like $3. So I like the, I like me the Dunkin'. Zeke, that's a good one. 2016 against Dallas. He was very good that day. That's an excellent choice. And that was also what? 6 years ago? Thanks, Nags. Have a great day, everybody. Go Pack Go. Thanks, New York Cheesehead. It's almost better to, heaven forbid, play on the road in the playoffs in warmer weather for 12. James, maybe. Possibly. That's one of the reasons I was, you know, advocating for turning the page. Because with Aaron at quarterback, they're going to win 12, 13 games. They're definitely going to win the division. Most likely be in contention for, if not have, the number one overall seed yet again. Great. You know, it's like you've still got this aging quarterback. He's not getting any younger. Got an aging QB, most likely in the cold. Now, it wasn't that cold against Tampa. But again, there's a great defense that couldn't really crack the code there. You know? The last 2 years have ended with hurried, panicked throws to a double-covered Davante Adams. This is the guy. This is the dude. He's supposed to take you to the promised land. I'm just saying, man. John, I'm glad you asked. Morning, Nags. Long time catching you live. When will Packers trivia be back? I think in 2 weeks. I don't think it'll be next week, but it'll be the week after. We're going to get through minicamp here this week. Then we'll kind of have to reset and do things here at LiveX to get it ready, to get the, you know, the programming ready, the hashtags ready, so to speak. But yes, hopefully in 2 weeks' time. Don't hold me to that. Might be a little bit later than that, but it's coming. It'll be back. Dustin, what's up, man? Just watched a Vikings podcast. Quote, Packers have no chance with their defense in flux. Okay, guys. Oh, it's cute. Here's the thing. Like, man, I think the Vikings are going to be tough. I don't doubt for a second that they're going to give the Packers a run for their money this year. You know, everyone wants to hate on the Vikings, and I get it. They're the Vikings. Of course you do. But they're a talented team. And who knows? You're a new coach. You never know. new system, running a Shanahan style system. You never know. Although now it'll be nice because the Packers practice against that system every day in practice. So maybe they'll be tuned to it a little better. I love it. Carrie Nags, I can tell you are in Lambeau exactly where. Love the background. I hate to break it to you there, Carrie, but I am not in Lambeau. I am in Midtown Manhattan at the Cheesehead TV podcast room. In fact, wait, here we go. Watch.
Oh, yeah, there we go. There's New York City. That's New York out the window.
Hi, New York. That's New York City.
All right, there we go. Hi. There we go. See, and then we go over here. We're going to watch the games. So...
yeah, not Lambeau. The illusion of Lambeau. I love it. That boy is our last. You say chance. The actual line is hope, Jake. That boy is our last hope. Packer fans, after every wide receiver was drafted, no, there is another. Goody. There you go. I like it. John says Watson is a two-year project. Or a year or two project. I mean, I don't think anybody should expect him to take the league by storm or anything, but I think he's no doubt going to suffer some growing pains, but I think he'll be productive at least through the second half of the season. You know, I understand this narrative that, you know, he's very raw, he played at a smaller school, etc., but man, the standard is the standard, and he's got all the talent in the world. I think Vrabel and LaFleur company will get him going, and then playing with Aaron Rodgers sure as hell doesn't hurt. I'm not so sure I agree with the – and I know that's kind of narrative that's formed around him these last couple weeks. But, he's going to be a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to be, you know, maybe not slow to develop, but he's going to take some time. There's no doubt about it. I'm just not sure that it's, we're going to have to wait a couple years to see – this investment payoff. I mean, you know, we all know that rookies going to take a little time, no doubt about it. Hell, Devontae took a while, right? MVS took a while. I don't expect him to come in and become Randy Moss. We've covered that, but he is talented as hell. And if he puts in the work, and that is entirely up to him, but if he puts in the work, I think he could be productive sooner rather than later. We'll see. TKM, good to see you at your post, buddy. Another great day to be a Packers fan. Thanks again, Nags, for all you do. Puppy fun. Thanks, TKM. Appreciate it. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's going on, baby? Appropriate song for today, Springsteen's New York City Serenade. Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love that he also made a, quote, surprise appearance at the Coldplay concert the other night in Jersey. If you're going to have a surprise guest in Jersey, if it's not Bruce Springsteen, you're probably doing it wrong. So, there you go. Some of the best wide receivers came from smaller, less talked about schools. Look at Cooper Kupp. He went to Eastern Washington. Logan? Well said, buddy. Well said. And again, no one's expecting him to come in and be Cooper Kupp. He doesn't need to be. But again, I just think this kind of idea, this group think that I've seen a lot of, that he's going to take all this time, I'm just not so sure that's true. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Have fun watching the tweets from minicamp. Have a great day, everyone. Go Pack, go.